From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting President Barack Obama to address the nation at this hour on terrorism. Mr. Obama is expected in a few moments to urge Americans not to give in to fear following the recent attacks in Paris and California. The president will try to assure the public that he and his administration take the threat of terrorism seriously. No major policy changes or announcements are expected. 4 months after announcing he was battling cancer, former U.S. President Jimmy Carter told members of his church in Plains, Georgia, that there were no signs of the life-threatening disease. Speaking by phone to VOA, Maranatha Baptist Church member and close Carter friend Jill Stuckey said the former president told a crowd of several hundred that medical tests conducted this week did not show signs of the melanoma he was diagnosed with earlier this year. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad has criticized Britain's entrance into the U.S.-led coalition attacking Islamic State militants in Syria, saying the airstrikes are illegal and will fail. In an interview published in Britain's Sunday Times, Mr. Assad said the Islamic State cannot be defeated by airstrikes alone. He said the only strikes that have been effective are those done by Russia. The U.S. and others in the West say Russia's airstrikes have largely focused on rebels, not Islamic State fighters. Rival factions in Libya's ongoing civil war say they have reached an agreement to end their political deadlock. If approved by the nation's two rival parliaments, the agreement will resolve a crisis that has divided the country since the overthrow of Muammar Gaddafi. Al Arabiya reports the framework calls for a 10-person committee to form a unity government. This is VOA News.